time down here.
They say that I'm eccentric, but it's really kind of cool with me. The evening is electric, so let's light up our eternity.
This is our time to light up the sky. Dancing with the devil, cause it keep me alive. Hold your breath, cause we're coming to your town. Never see the sun, cause we're rolling it down. This is our time.
Ah, yeah, it's the Love for Ted podcast.
What's up, guys?
Woo!
Yes.
Woo! We're here. We're queer. No, wait, no, we're not.
Wait, what?
What?
I'm on the wrong podcast. Oh, what's going on?
So, hey, guys, it's Ted here.
And Nick.
And Nick. We're doing this podcast as a dynamic duo.
Dolo.
I'm going to call this the Oreo podcast.
But there's no...
Oh, yeah, there should be another...
Half of our Oreo.
I'm the cream filling. Yeah,
I guess I'm the top.
And they can lick me off of you.
Okay. Yum.
No, you're a power bottom. guys. So first off, I have to say this. Due to some very hard work, some dedication, some massive amounts of drunken rages... And a lot of help from a lot of people. I thank them personally on my own Facebook page recently. But I have to give a shout-out to my dad, first off, because he's the one in about 20 minutes who taught me exactly what I had to do to figure out this whole podcast situation to put us on iTunes.
Yeah!
So all of the Hybrid Works Network podcasts are on iTunes. I have to change the author name because right now it's under my name. But yeah, so you can find the Left for Ted podcast, the Sportscast Prime podcast, which yep. Nick does, and the Left for Ted Movie Club, all on iTunes now. And you can listen to us as you're walking, jogging, wherever you have an internet connection. Just like normal, but now we're, you know, sanctioned and global.
And everywhere.
And yeah, everywhere. So thank you to my dad, my Uncle Hans, which normally I don't put those two together because they don't like each other. But they're not brothers, so it's cool. Also, all the guys that do the podcast on a regular or semi-regular basis...
I know I've been missing a few days.
Oh, Nick, Mitch, Ryan, of course, who helped me start this whole fucking thing. Gotta thank... let's see, we got Joe, we got John, we got Mike, even Dan, who does everything. Mm-hmm.
We missed Dave.
Yeah, we missed Dave. We missed Dave. We wish Dave would come back to us. Please, Dave, we love you. We miss you.
Mwah.
Adam. Of course, some people who have been on the show. Did you just say it then?
Jen.
Yeah, Jen. See, who you can actually meet at the New York Comic Con this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday morning. She is at booth 2877 in the... Fuck it, I don't know where... The dealer's room.
Back of the dealer's room, yeah.
For the H. Nuato booth. So, yeah, just be like, hey, woo! We listen to the Left for Ted podcast, and we've heard about you, even though you haven't actually been on.
Mm-hmm.
But she's really cool.
Big shout out to her.
So, big shout out to Jen. Big shout out to a couple of listeners that we know of. We got Rudy and Mina, who I call Jazz, but...
It's a story for another day.
Yeah, it's a story for another day. And if you listen and I don't shout you out, make yourself known. As always, you can call us at 203-747-TED5, or you can just email us at lt4tpodcast@gmail.com. So, yeah, thank you for listening. Hopefully we'll get some new listeners Hopefully, then we can sell some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can get some money. Then Nick and I can retire to an island where we will be served drinks by baboons. That's my dream.
Professionally trained baboons.
It's just going to be me and Nick on the island. But, never mind.
Right, sounds like a horror story. The island.
Or a Michael Bay movie. She's going to be blown up. Yeah. All right. So, we like to start off every podcast with saying what interests you this this week, but I think I've changed it now to, what did you do?
It wasn't my fault that I did whatever I did.
So, as soon as I have a theme for that, I think I'm going to actually... Tommy Boy, is it Tommy Boy?
Tommy Boy.
Yeah. It's one David Spade, Chris Farley movie, so it's either Tommy Boy or it's...
There's actually a lot Black Sheep, Tommy Boy.
I can't think of another David Spade, Chris Farley movie.
There's probably plenty more that we're not getting to, but...
But, yeah, so, Nick, what did you do?
I, a lot of working today, throughout the week, actually, so, haven't been doing too much as I'd like, and a dog is being raped right now.
The noises that you guys hear, that, my wife and I are watching our in-laws, dogs, and, they're my in-laws' dogs, her parents' dogs, and they just really like fucking, apparently, even though they're both neutered.
Yep.
So, yeah. If I lost my balls, I'd like to still be able to...
Yeah, you can go all out without worrying about a thing. That would be interesting.
So besides watching dogs fuck...
Well, outside of that, obviously, just like everybody else who has it, I've been playing GTA. It's taken over my life for a little bit, but I'm starting to slow down on it. Beat it a few times because I wanted to see different endings, but... fun times with that, and yeah, and as you said, I've been doing a lot of research with the Sportscast Prime, trying to expand that, and now that we are on iTunes along with Left 4 Ted and the Movie Club, it's been good week.
What I've been doing, actually Sunday I saw Gravity, I totally recommend for everybody. It's everyone's like building it up to something that it's not.
Okay.
It's not a horror movie.
I didn't think it was.
It's not a... It's not a thriller in the same sense of any other thriller.
Mm.
It's a two-person cast.
Mm.
Some of it seems like it's CGI. That, like, their bodies seem like they're CGI. Mm. It seems like the only thing that's not CGI is their faces. But... very good movie. I personally think that Sandra Bullock deserves an Oscar for this one more than she did for The Blind Side. And I really love The Blind Side.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Or as I like to call it, Southern White Guilt.
I'm just saying, because The Blind Side was outstanding
for
me. So
The Blind Side is...
So I came very close to watching that movie, but I didn't. I watched the... what were the movies? Runner.
How was that? I wanted to see that.
It's okay for me. For me, it seems the movie is kind of typical. Like, you can see that movie, and it's like a movie you probably have seen before in a different kind of thing. But, like, I guess you can be interested in watching it, but I'm not going to say it's, like, a great movie or anything like that. It's a movie, I guess, that's worth watching, but make sure you don't spend too much on it, I guess.
Yeah.
And I also saw...
I was looking, actually, on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
When I was looking at movies to go see. Mm-hmm. Runner,
8%. 8%?
8%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too
good. That doesn't sound too good. Yeah, I think that's probably about right. But, like, I mean, it's if you want to just pass time kind of movie, like, oh, I'll watch it. But, like, I would probably say to some people, just wait until it comes out on DVD or whatever. Or iTunes, wherever you want to get your movies from, or Redbox. But, I would say that. And I also saw what was the first? I saw a movie right before that. It was the I saw Rush.
Yeah, I was Rush.
I did like Rush.
Is that Chris Hemsworth in the movie? That plays the main guy, the
main driver. Yeah,
that is Chris Hemsworth.
So
I couldn't tell at first because like the first pictures I saw of him, like everything's you see from the waist up, and at first he looked like Emil Hirsch, and then I heard him talk.
I thought he was like this what Brad Pitt looked like when he was 20 years old.
No, you have to watch an Interview with a Vampire for that.
Oh yeah, but it was okay. It's not like it was Fast and Furious type thing or anything like that. It was Formula One type racing, and I guess they kind of show you the dangers of Formula One because I guess they have a few deaths within the racing, within that form of racing. And they basically tell the story between these two guys, but I'm not going to go too into it. But it's a good story, I think. Kind of like specific, if you're into like that kind of thing. I think if you don't really understand like that kind of thing, like the racing part about it, but like it was a good story to like watch, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But I guess I have to. I came very close to watching Gravity, but I didn't go see it. Like,
I have to say, Kylie and I went to go see it. We were the youngest people in the audience.
Really?
Yeah. And then we told her parents to go see it because they would have been the youngest people in the audience.
Oh man, I just think because it was.
Like,
so,
usually something happens, and I swear to God, a little lady goes, "Oh my."
So, like, I guess, I don't know, because, like, I thought it was going to be, like, is it anything on the lines of the way, what was the Will Smith movie? I Am Legend?
No. First of all, it's Sandra Bullock can act in something that's not an action movie.
No, I meant like in terms of like I thought it was going to be one. Well, throughout the majority of the movie, it was like, okay, you're watching Will Smith like by himself.
No, this is,
but like, are you just watching these two people in space for like ridiculous amounts of?
Yes, the whole movie.
That's my problem. Then
George Clooney is in the movie.
I did
for about 10 minutes.
I didn't know George Clooney was in the movie.
George Clooney and Sandra Bullock. That's the only. There's another voice, but I'm pretty sure it's just George Clooney doing another voice.
Okay.
So
yeah, that was my worry because like I don't know if people want to. It's a space movie, first off.
Yes.
So it's like that'll probably give pause to a certain amount of people.
It's very much a movie that you can empathize with, which is really weird because you've never been in space. It draws empathy out of you.
Okay.
Like, you are scared when she is scared. Mm. You are sad when she's sad.
Mm.
You don't sympathize with this woman. You empathize with her.
Mm.
I think it's one of those things where they kind of... the guy that did the movie, I think it's Antoine something or other. I can't remember his name. But I think what they came up with was that fear is the same. No matter where you are, fear is the same.
Mm.
And if you have a good enough actress or actor to convey that, that people can jump into their shoes and be like, oh my God, that's probably the same way that I would feel if I was in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what brings the movie around. And it's really Sandra Bullock's acting more than anything.
Oh, okay. Because, I don't know, like...
That's
deep, and that does make me interested in watching it. But, like, based off... Like, a lot, I don't know how people decide they're going to watch the movie. Maybe it's based off the previews. Maybe it's based off reviews that other people give. But, if you're one of those people who, like, watches the preview... And, like, you just see that, and it's like, am I going to go watch that? Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, actually...
Because, like...
That's a very...
Because, like, the only thing you see is, like, okay, they're in space, there's a crash.
That's a very interesting point that you make. when the movies first were showing trailers for it, I saw the trailer and I was like, "That is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen."
Yeah, because like you just see it and it's like, "Okay, so we're just gonna drift off into space." And I'm like, "That's the initial."
And then
that's
Kylie went, "Oh my god, we have to see this movie."
Give a reason when she said it?
She's like, at first. Sandra Bullock, it's George Clooney, how could it be bad?
Okay.
Which is actually the exact same reason that the lady at the counter when I went to buy the tickets said. Because I asked her, I'm like, have you seen the movie? She's like, no, but it's Sandra Bullock, so it can't be bad.
Oh, wow. I guess that is another, that is another standard, because you have your actors, I guess.
Before we went to see the movie, like, the week before the movie came out, I was talking to Kylie because I'd seen just one little thing. And it was James Cameron saying that it was the best sci-fi movie he has ever seen. All right?
Okay.
James Cameron, the guy who gave us The Terminator or maybe it was Terminator 2.
I think it was. I don't know. I think it was the second one.
Maybe it was the second one.
I think it was the second one. We'll check on that.
He's also the man who gave us Aliens.
Aliens, yeah.
So you know, you have James Cameron saying it's the best sci-fi movie that he's ever seen. That I read later on that didn't have anything to do with Aliens. So
yeah,
but still, we're just like, all right, I'm getting a sci-fi director saying it's one of the best sci-fi movies he's ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll give it a shot.
Just give it a shot.
Kylie went, it's just two people. It doesn't matter that it's Sandra Bullock. Can she hold a movie on her own? The answer is yes. Really good movie. But, you see, I think it just depends on the person more than anything.
Because, like, it was actually after I watched Runner Runner. Was when I was like, I had the opportunity to actually watch Gravity because like I had time to like watch the movie that day, and I was like,
"You had time, but to watch the movie. But the guys weren't looking to see where you were going."
Yes, it was that situation. If you want to go there, I had the opportunity to walk right into that movie theater and watch that movie. But then I was like, I wasn't sure if I wanted to see it. So if I have to think about it, I'm not going to do it. Yeah. But so that's just my way when I'm there. But
that's why Nick's still a virgin. You had to think.
But yeah,
it goes in where? Oh fuck this!
It goes where? I can't do this. But now I kind of regret it. But it's all right. I'll probably watch it sometime in the future. The movie. I'll see the movie. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So normally, at this time, we would play this little song and then go right into a segment.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a problem with that. First of all, I can't find the song.
Okay. So we can't find this. Oh, you found it? Found the song.
But,
what's your favorite song? What's your favorite show? What's your favorite movie?
Nick, he wants to know.
Playing favorites.
Alright, Mitch isn't here today because, the long-ass story he sent me on my phone.
Let's just say it's family issues and leave it at that.
Yeah, family issues. Which came out as a novel.
Mm-hmm.
Nick was with me. I just, as it was coming in my phone on four different text messages, I yelled, "Fucking stop."
Yeah, they just kept coming. And it was like, okay, I'm going to publish this. That's what I'm going to do.
Yes. But, so Mitch did say that he wanted his playing favorites to be.
What is your favorite anime that was a television series? Superhero that was a television show. Television show. Or a series, whatever way you want to go.
Yeah.
You get the gist.
Since there's only two of us, this should go by very
fast. Fairly quickly. You want to go, or should I go first?
Do you even know yours?
I thought of, like, 20 different ones.
Let's go with Mitch's. Mitch said that his was Batman Beyond, which I have to say was a good one.
It was a good one, and I'm actually waiting for them to make a movie for
Kevin Conroy, who played Bruce Wayne slash
old Batman.
Will Friedle, who everyone knows as the older brother Eric from Boy Meets World, playing Terry McGinnis, the new Batman, or Batman Beyond. Basically, the entire cast of remaining villains and everything played by the same people who played them on the animated series.
Yep.
So that was pretty good.
Especially, yeah, that was a plus for me.
The Return of the Joker, which brought Mark Hamill back playing the Joker.
Yeah.
Even though the Joker wasn't actually alive. But no, that's spoilers.
But I would like to see that as an actual movie too. I hope they'd.
I'd like to see Mark Hamill as the Joker in an actual movie.
No, yeah, but like the Batman Beyond, like in a movie, I think, like in this time and era, I think would be perfect time for it to like come to fruition. I think I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna stick with X-Men.
X-Men?
Yeah,
the original series.
The original series. I don't. I don't want to go. Yeah, the one with Jubilee in it.
Jubilee was the main character in the first episode.
Yeah, I know. I was like, "What is going on?" She's getting chased around by all these.
And then they basically recreated the first episode in X-Men the movie. But replaced it with Rogue.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, Rogue was already established, but alright, whatever.
And there was no morph.
No morph? Yeah, what the fuck? So, like, yeah, I don't, the other X-Men series, some of them are okay, I guess, but, like, yeah, nothing I don't think is better than the original.
Yeah.
I was close in saying Spider-Man's very close second.
With the 90s?
Spider-Man? Yeah, the 90s.
Spider-Man, radioactive Spider-Man.
Yeah. What's yours?
I would have to stick in the DC universe. And I'm going to have to say we're going to take a quick break and then find out after what my favorite superhero cartoon is.
We don't really have a commercial. We just like to hear ourselves talk. Hi. Yo. What's up? Okay. Back to the show.
All right. So I know you guys have been waiting with bated breath. How'd you like the new commercial, Nick?
Yeah. I'm with that. We do like to talk amongst ourselves. Yeah.
I would have to say I have with the DC Universe again with Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
Probably one of my favorite, probably the animated series that got me into comic books.
Okay.
Kevin Conroy playing Batman as probably.
I know this sounds blasphemous, but like I didn't even think to put it in. I should have. It's up there with my original picks as well. Yeah, I think it's just as responsible for me getting involved with all that.
Yeah, it's probably also one of the last cartoons that was able to show people shooting real guns.
Yeah.
Because they don't shoot lasers in Batman.
No.
Like in Batman Beyond, yes, they shoot lasers. But Batman the Animated Series, they were shooting actual guns.
Yeah.
And yeah, so now they didn't look like guns at the time. Like
they had like an extra goofy like to them. They were like.
Random fact, did you know that Batman actually shot a gun in his 1930s comic book days?
No.
Yeah. He did.
Which is blasphemous.
No guns. No guns. But there's guns on my motorbike here. Just saying.
But I was like, I thought you just said,
shut up.
I'm like, okay.
Of course. So... Right now, we usually go to the segment called So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, but nobody fucking died.
Yay, it's a good week.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah. And John's not here, so there's no what if again this week. So, moving right along. let's get into the movie-rama.
Movie-rama.
Movie. Yeah. So, Willem Dafoe. You guys know Willem Dafoe.
Yes, if you don't.
You guys, Nick.
I know who he is. those listeners out there.
Great creepy actor who's been in Boondock Saints and some other stuff. He's going to be reprising his role in Finding Dory, the sequel to Finding Nemo, as Gil. Do you remember that role?
Gil,
he was the fish in the tank that had the weird fin like Nemo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was okay.
So how that's going to work, I'm not sure.
Probably Dory alone would get some people in the door. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, and also in other casting news, something that we actually knew about last week but forgot to tell you guys about was there is Aaron Taylor-Johnson. And Elizabeth Olsen have been cast in Avengers 2. You guys know Aaron Taylor Johnson as Kick-Ass in that movie. I can't remember the name. Oh, yeah,
Kick-Ass. You had it right.
And Elizabeth Olsen, who has spent her entire life in the show, her twin sisters. Yeah, that's right. She is the sister of Mary-Kate and Ashley. Yes, so she really hasn't done anything that anyone knows about. That I know about.
Not that I know of, anyway.
But apparently she's scuffed to be the Saoirse Rowan or whatever her name is, because she won't do it because she's going to be in Star Wars. And that's their first pick was her. So whatever. Elizabeth Olsen. Hopefully she does a good job or she will be wrecked in everyone's minds for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Then there's a new movie from Bong Joon-ho called Snowpiercer. It's actually been out in Korea for a couple of years now. The Weinstein Company bought the rights for an American release. And they bought it and they said they weren't going to make any cuts without director's approval.
They lied.
As they would.
made some cuts and with all in all these cuts and everything, apparently they showed Bong the actual like cut of the American version.
The
he was furious.
Cut. Okay.
So we might see Snowpiercer anytime soon. I know that's going to make Mitch very sad. He was telling me that he really wanted to see Snowpiercer.
Knowing
Mitch, he probably already has a copy downloaded on his computer. No, I'm. He probably went to Korea and watched it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we'll talk more about this. Korea like has been the word bong.
It has been compensated for their service of printing the movie.
So,
and I would like to see that version anyway. Probably.
I can't even pronounce this fucking name. So there's this guy named Kevin Sugihara.
Sugihara.
Yeah. Have you heard of him?
No.
No.
Yeah,
apparently he is the guy who's doing the DC WB movies. He's the showrunner for those movies, for the DC movies.
For the series or the movies?
The movies.
The movies, okay.
The
WB.
I don't think he was on Man of Steel, but he's now with the Man of Steel sequel, and he's going to be going through with the Justice League stuff the same way that Kevin Feige. Feige,
whatever.
However you pronounce it, does it for Marvel. And he, because apparently, even if you're Japanese, you need to change your name to Kevin to get the role of showrunner, producer of.
They have to be able to pronounce one of your names, at least is what they said.
Yeah. But he said, we're going to have Wonder Woman either on screen, either on a big screen or a little screen. And I have a joke here, and my wife just left the room, so I'm not even going to say that joke, but you guys can read it on the blog page, because it's kind of funny. It's even funnier written. So, yeah.
Please do read.
Oh, yeah. The Chinese Awards. This is one of my favorite stories. Chinese had global awards. I don't know about you. I don't remember Americans being asked to, you know, participate in this global awards picking of people. Mm-hmm. So let's read off some of the names. Lifetime Achievement Award went to Jeremy Irons. Okay. Yeah, Scar. It went to Scar. He was in The Prestige and a bunch of other stuff. Live Free, or no, not Live Free. No. Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
He played Hans Gruber's brother. So I can see that. Okay. Jeremy Irons. Let's see. Best Global Actor, Nicolas Cage. What? Nicolas Cage? Yeah.
Global?
Best Global Actor, apparently, is Nicolas Cage.
You do a few National Treasure movies and you're global.
Apparently. I'm more of an awards protector.
Let's go steal the Constitution.
China doesn't have a constitution?
Okay.
So, Best Global Actress, Nicole Kidman. Okay, I can see that, especially with her work in Stoker, which is from a Korean director, but still, I mean, it's Nicole Kidman.
So, wait, they're doing this from an American?
Not with the next person. Cause she's totally Canadian. Best singer is Avril.
Huh?
What? Okay. Apparently. Yeah.
To their standards.
Apparently, China is stuck in high school when she was actually hot.
They're stuck in that era, yeah. I guess.
She was a boy, he was a girl. Oh, no. Is that how it goes? Can I make it any more obvious? Alright.
What do we have next?
Yeah, we have Best Global Director, Quentin Tarantino. Okay, I can go with that.
That's fine.
Best actor in a TV series. Apparently, they don't get Breaking Bad in China. Or The Walking Dead.
How recent is this, actually?
It was Tuesday.
Wait, what?
Or not Tuesday, Monday. Monday. It was Monday.
Either way, this is still within this week.
Yeah.
What?
So, the best actor in a TV series is Matthew Perry. Maybe they saw his new show go on.
It's
getting higher reviews, I think. I don't know.
I don't. I mean, I still give him better praise and friends than. But
apparently, they don't have AMC or any derivative
or
of
maybe,
AMC.
Well, it is AMC.
Maybe they have.
American.
Do they have CMC?
Maybe. I guess. I don't. I mean. I guess they don't get HBO or Cinemax.
They don't have Breaking Bad.
Or anything like that. I don't know. There's a lot of shows here.
Walking Dead, Breaking Bad. Even if you don't have... I don't know.
Here's a can.
Why does he have...
He is a can. He'll be fine.
All right. Apparently they don't have any actual TV shows in China. let's see. Best Global TV Actress is Michelle Docker. I don't even know who the fuck she is. So whatever.
And
Best Action Movie Star, Sam Worthington. Yeah, that's right. Jake Sully.
No. This cannot be
possible. Apparently, they really like Clash of the Titans.
Apparently,
and
no.
And Wrath of the Titans.
No. That extremely pissed me off when I watched those movies,
well, since
by the way.
Avatar, you know, was filmed in China, I think. So.
Yeah, okay. Fine.
Whatever. And this last one had me rolling. Best Emerging Talent. Boo Boo Stewart. No, that's not Honey Boo Boo. Her name is actually Alana Thompson, I think. Something like that.
Hmm?
Or Boo Boo... Honey Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo, yeah.
Her name is Alana Thompson or something.
Something.
It's not Stewart.
No,
Boo Boo Stewart is actually known as Niles Stewart. And if memory serves me correct, this is the... Well, first of all, I have the IMDb page up here so you guys can check it out. He is the kid that played Seth, the werewolf, in... the Twilight movies, right? Or the movies that shall not be named.
Yes, we said that blasphemous words.
We
have to have a jar.
So he played,
with...
He played that character, and after all that was done, he was arrested at an airport, high on meth, pissing on a flight attendant.
What?
Yeah.
Pissing on what?
If it wasn't him, it was somebody else from that movie.
Oh my god.
But I'm pretty sure it was him.
Pissing on... Oh my god.
He was high on meth, pissing on a flight attendant.
Because he can get away with it, I guess. No, or he thought he could.
I could have my drugs wrong. Could have been coke. But still.
But still, he's pissing on a flight attendant. That's right. He did that.
He was marking his territory.
He still thought he was in the movie. He thought this was an ongoing scene that was an extra that he was shooting for the director. And it did make the cut. Or did it in the next movie? Who knows? There is no next movie, thank goodness.
Let's just get into releases.
Let's go.
All right, so The Hangover Part 3, which apparently everyone fucking hated, comes out on DVD.
Because well, there's no hangover.
Really?
You didn't watch it?
No, I didn't. I haven't seen it.
Oh, spoilers. Sorry.
No hangover?
Not really. Not the way they started. Okay. But, yeah, they missed out on that.
So also we have The Purge, which is being one of the best... The horror movies.
I would say it's the best disappointing movie.
Fucking awful movie.
I mean,
very disappointing.
If you think of the plot of it, so much should have been done.
Oh yeah.
If you haven't seen it,
I think it was PG-13. And I think
how is a movie like that PG-13? What direct? No,
I think it was PG-13, and that was part of the problem.
Is there a rated R version of this?
I don't know.
After DVD?
But you ever notice that Ethan Hawke's movies, if they are PG-13, are fucking awful? If they're rated R, they're awesome.
Awesome, yeah. Well, he should stick to that for him.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Also, for horrible movies, after...
A movie I didn't watch and I've been told I should be lucky.
Okay. Much Ado About Nothing also gets released, which I want to see because that's Joss Whedon's weekend foray into Shakespeare. Which I heard was really good.
And now the other dog.
And, and The Curse of Chucky. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. We're just going to let the dogs out. The answer to the immortal question of who let the dogs out, it was Nick.
That's right. I did it.
Alright,
The Curse of Chucky. Whatever.
Yeah. Curse of Chucky. So let's go to the box office. What's coming out this week? Oh, Machete Kills. One of those. That's a highly anticipated movie, I think, for lot of Mexican people.
It looks awful.
It does. But the first one looked awful, and the first one was. Mm-hmm. But it was so awful.
So you're saying
that
there's
a term that another podcast uses that is on... iTunes as well, called Hollywood Babylon, Ken Smith and Ralph Garman. They have a term called exquisite act. Well, they have a thing called exquisite acting,
mm-hmm.
where a performance goes around from being so fucking horrible that it's exquisite.
Really?
That is Machete.
That is
probably Machete Kills as well.
I say it's going to meet my expectations.
Probably. Captain Phillips is also out, which I really want to see.
I want to see it because I'm very interested in that.
Romeo and Juliet, which is the one starring Haley Steinfeld, who was in True Grit. I think she got an Oscar nom, if not one, for True Grit.
True Grit.
I don't remember. I know she was at least nominated for the Oscar. So, you know, of course she can play Juliet and... Whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
We also have...
Spoiler alert to that one. Never mind.
Yeah. We also have the movie that Nick and I and I think Mitch was talking... We were all talking about this a couple of weeks ago. Escape from Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Which was a film all done inside the Disney World parks.
Parks, yeah.
Without them even fucking knowing it. I don't know how this movie is getting even put out into theaters, but it's awesome that it is. Love that fact.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch that. Just because.
Yeah, fine. Hopefully it will be over at the Clarion.
Hopefully.
I should get some money from plugging some of this shit.
Only
The Criterion in New Haven. Park at the Temple Street Garage, and parking is only $3 if you get it verified at the Criterion in New Haven. Yeah.
Where parking sucks.
Money. So, yeah, let's go into video games, because we have a gaming corner. I actually have one thing that I didn't put on the docket. I'm going to add it later for all of our listeners. But let's get into the releases. Beyond Two Souls. That's the movie where Kitty Pryde can see things that no other human being can see.
Psycho.
You didn't even get the reference, do you?
No, I don't.
Why, where's Ryan? He would have gotten the reference.
Poor me. Poor
Kitty Pryde in X-Men 1 and the new X-Men Days of Future Past, played by Ellen Page. Ellen Page did all of the modeling and everything, the character beyond Two Souls. All
right.
I'm going to mispronounce this. Dysgeia?
Dysgeia?
Dysgeia? It's gay, whatever.
Well, D2. We're going to call it D2. It's not the Mighty Ducks.
A Brighter Dark for PS3. F1 2013 for PS3 and 360. Just Dance 2014, because that's what we're really is another fucking dancing game.
What's F1?
Everything.
Alright.
And then the one that I am looking forward to the most, and I'm sure I can speaking for John, Mitch, Ryan, and probably a whole bunch of other people who should be well out of this game, but are too much involved now, Pokemon X and Y for the 3DS.
You can probably throw mine in here, I guess.
You don't even have a 3DS, do you?
No.
Then how are you going to get the game? You got to buy a 3DS.
It's not like I can't do it.
I know you.
I can get. I actually can get both at the same time.
Fine.
Will I? Well, that is the question for the
Nick
day.
Just held up a teacup with a pinky out as he was doing that.
Wow.
And now he's twisting his mustache in a way that I've only seen Nightly Whiplash do on the Dudley Red Show. And now I'm showing my age.
Exposed.
There's kids going, "Who the fuck is Dudley Do right now?" What? Dudley Do Right of the Canadian Mountains. Oh no! I'm gonna think that I found a sound clip, but it's me.
That was good too.
Thank you.
Very well done.
And then Skylanders. No one cares.
Not at all.
Skylanders for everything. Actually, I didn't think that Skylanders was gonna wear out its welcome so fast, but it did.
It did.
All right. So, moving on. Mad Catz has decided that it's going to create its own little system that plays Android games. The system is called the Mojo. Mojo.
So they put that so Austin Powers can't sue them.
They put them there. But the Mojo system will play Android games off of Google Play and the Amazon App Store. So
marketplace
that gets released in December because they don't want money.
No,
it's probably going to be like December 26th. It gets released.
You know, I'm a little bad.
But I think it's a good idea. I'm personally into it.
Especially
some free games. Finally, you'll be able to play Angry Birds for $1 on your television. And not have to, pay $40 for an Xbox or Wii or PS3 version.
Yeah. I would rather have that than...
I'd rather pay $1, not have to rent it from Redbox.
That's right. Mine after that.
Exactly.
Don't have to worry about anything else.
So. Also, GameStop created this new little thing, even though the PS4 and Xbox 360 are sold at GameStops. They decided to give you a fact card on what each system... is done. Microsoft has actually put in more on their fact card than Sony has. I'm not sure why they did this. That's now cool. I can understand when they started the pre-sales.
Yeah.
But now it seems useless.
It's called the internet.
But I'm sure there's going to be a lot of
whatever
PlayStation users that are going to read the Xbox One fat card and just be like, PlayStation did it before. Happened, I swear. We don't. We can get a camera. We had a camera before it was cool. A lot of butt hurt.
Yeah.
Kind of weird one. But one of the big next gen releases is already sending out beta codes. Destiny, which is the big Bungie release that's coming out for all consoles, it's already sending out beta codes to people, even though the consoles aren't out. Does that totally fucking make sense?
Sense, yeah. Actually, one of our own actually is going to be a beta tester for another game. I think it was Mike. Mike got sent an invite to be a beta tester for what game was it? I'm gonna have to ask him again, but I think he's gonna be a beta tester as well.
Okay.
But we'll probably have to keep up with that in the future.
Well, he can't really talk about it, so.
Well, you know, not right when he's able.
It's going to be a beta tester for a game, and once it's out, he can tell us all.
Then he can tell us all about it. Yeah.
So.
He got sent one of those codes, not for that particular game you were talking about, but for one of them, I'll ask him later.
Also. Good news if you're a Battlefield fan on Xbox. Bad news if you're a Battlefield fan on PlayStation.
What?
Xbox One, the Battlefield 4 Xbox One edition will be released with the first DLC.
Oh yeah. Well,
yeah.
That's normal. The Xbox always their DLCs out faster than PlayStation. That's a known fact. It is what it is.
It's going to be available day one. I'm not sure if it's going to be, though. It might be.
Usually if pre-order, it's going to be, yeah.
So, and then, here's my favorite story that's not written on here yet. So this might be a fun thing for you, Nick.
All right.
The creator of BioShock Infinite lashed out at people creating pornographic images of Elizabeth. On the internet. Stating, and I quote, "It's like coming across a picture of your daughter." And that can be way too much information about this guy. This guy is not from the South, but it sounds like he could be.
Potentially. In many
but
ends.
Yeah,
more than one.
I wanted to find thing. I didn't do it, but Ryan sent me that link and he put in quotations, Sterling Archer says, "Phrase!"
Oh, man.
But, yeah. So, this is the shortest podcast ever, but...
It has to be.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It is what it is. All
right, so this is our... This is kind of our premiere on iTunes.
Our premiere.
The shortest podcast ever.
I know. We give...
There's only two of us today. So.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean... It is short, but...
When there's more people, we go longer. When there's less people, we go shorter.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I work in my sex show,
too. There will be more opinions on the next cast we do, hopefully.
So come back next week when we see if Nick's really black.
I don't know.
Or if it's just shoe polish.
We'll find out.
All right. Good night, everybody, or good morning, or what have you.
Wherever you are.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Never Kid Podcast.
Yeah.